tell y'all about himself. Backbone, a.k.a. Dr. Bartholomew Funk, a founding father of the first generation Dungeon family, endorses Generation X Groovement. He is the facilitator of this culture and has unselfishly put his personal endeavors aside to nurture the groove. However, Backbone considers himself integrated within the grand scheme of things, and not the commander of the mission. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome to the show Mr. Backbone. Mr. Backbone, can you hear me?
Hey, what's happening?
Well, welcome to Frontline Friday. What's going on?
I'm just relaxing, just enjoying a blackberry and grape smoothie over here, you know.
Oh, no blackberries. I got antioxidants in it. Trying to keep the youth going. Is that what it is?
Oh, man, yeah, I already know, man. I actually be turning 100 years old next Wednesday, so, you know, I'm very cool and young right now.
Happy birthday. Big shout-out to all the cancers, and big shout-out to David Sherrod and rest in heaven to my son, Father. Y'all got the same birthday, so it's going to be a special day for you as well as a special day for me. So rest in heaven to David Sherrod. We're going to do a big for the Pisces next Wednesday. I'm loving it, man. Tay Black is in the building. Backbone, you can say what's up to Tay Black. Tay Black, what's up to Backbone?
What up,
yo,
buddy?
What's going on, man? It's an honor to be on the phone with you live, man. Can't wait to get into music and just build and politic with you, man.
Oh, yeah, let's rock and roll. I know you over there on your cognac and cranberry. But, you know, let's get into it, brother. Let's make it happen this evening.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Oh, and real quick, man, big shout-out to the homie Killer Mike, man. I got that rap music joint on deck, man. And, you know, I seen some footage not too long ago where everybody was rocking. So it's definitely going to be a good night tonight.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Salute the second generation Dungeon family, Killer Mike Slim Calhoun.
That's definitely what's up. Beautiful Blue. Big shout out to D Slate from the D Hour Show. I was tuning into D Slate from the D Hour Show, and I got a chance to hear your music and everything that you got going. The hotlines, I see you lighting up. We're going to get to you. I know y'all ready to ask Backbone some questions, so just stay tuned. We definitely going to get to you guys. But Beautiful Blue is such a great song. Tell us about this song, who produced it, and who's on it as well.
Well, first of all, Dungeon Family Generation X is an extension of the Dungeon Family, which I endorsed, and you know, it's a legacy continued. It's not here to replace first generation. Of course, that can't be done, because, you know, we until the likes of Outkast, Goody Mob, Phil Green, Andre 3000, Big Boy, Cool Breeze, Witch Doctor, myself, Sleepy Brown, but you know that can't be replaced because that's a very important entity in hip hop. But I took it upon myself to extend the Dungeon Family legacy because I felt like it was time to give, you know, an opportunity to artists who believed in what we did. And I did Generation X as an appreciation album to what we've done. But yeah, Beautiful Blue, the first, you know, installment off the album Global Warning, which is available on iTunes, was produced by my homeboy Bobby Whitfield. You can follow him on Twitter, Big Whitfield. But he's phenomenal, man. He's one of the greats, you know what I'm saying, unheard of greats right now. But soon to be, you'll know him very, very well. But Beautiful Blue is a vibration that's missing in hip-hop right now. And once they hear it, you'll already know what it resonates and what it does to the soul. So feel good music. It features my homeboy Alien Craft, who some may be familiar with, myself, Dos Uo, Miss Cece LaFleur, and Renegade L. Ray. So, you know, Beautiful Blue is just, you know, the thing we put out there first to let the people know, hey, we coming, man. Feel good. We come to touch your soul.
I know it's Go ahead, Zach.
No, I was going to say, that's what's up, man. It feels good that, you know, just to hear, like, people giving back and bringing and moving forward with, you know, the foundations that really made a movement and sparked a generation, and to continue that, it's just dope to hear. But that's all I wanted to say, people.
Oh, that's definitely what's up. I know it's been a wonderful journey, 22, 23 years, you can correct me, that you've been in the music industry and that you've been at your craft, you know, and I think a lot of times with people, they want to be so much a perfectionist and they want to do everything right and don't know how to stand for correction. You know, sometimes you definitely have to humble yourself. You're going to make a mistake from time to time. That's understandable, but you got to be able to stand for constructive criticism and corrections. What are some of the things that you have learned over your career and being a legend for some of the mistakes that you have made? What have you learned from them, and how did you use it to make you better to get where you are right now?
First of all, I would consider myself as a classic, not a legend. I still have marks to make. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm part of a legendary crew, but, you know, I'm considered a classic because I am appreciated with time. So that's what I consider myself as. But anyway, I've seen the game change to where it was more of a love sport, but now it's more people are looking for monetary things out of it quicker. They don't realize that it has substance and it's an art form. And that's what I appreciate most about music, period. Not just rap music, not just hip hop. Whether it's Beethoven, Bach, you know, Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, whatever. Music is an art form and it's generated to make the soul move. But I've seen a lot of people just do it because they see the money, the cars, the women. Oh, I want that. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they strive for. So the industry perpetuates that and puts it on the forefront, and therefore people jump right in it, not learning the business.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a lot of guys get jerked and they be upset with the game. Oh, forget rap. You know what I'm saying? But really, if you do it for the love and not monetary reasons, everything will come to you. You know, nature will provide for you. It's organic. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Everything you're supposed to have is for you. Whatever position that you are in right now, that's where you're supposed to be for the time being. And I think people want that internet success. They want to click a button and it happens. They want to be able to click a button and, you know, your account is full. But you have to really educate yourself. And I definitely got to give a big shout out to Betty Wright, because I was listening to an interview with her. And her views on it was, you know, you should teach the music first. And she is right about music being able to teach the youth and the wise about it. Teach you how to count. It teach you how to read. Teaching the music, the artist should be able to play different instruments and hear different sounds. And, you know, that's what we do here. That's what we do on Frontline Fridays. We look for the artist because, you know, a lot of people, I call them the rapper, and this is exclusively Diva Ebony B opinion. You know, there's a difference between the MC and the rapper. You know, the MC controls the crowd. The MC is giving the message. The MC is teaching. But on the other end, the rapper is just glorifying what he do, what he want to do, how he doing it, how big he doing it, but that's not what it is in reality. So that's what I feel about that situation right there.
Exactly.
Like you said, you are a classic, so of course we want to play your classic joints that we have, and that's five dudes for a tray, and that's basically is everywhere. And of course, I apologize that I didn't know about it, but I'm glad I got a chance to listen to it because I like the track.
Word, yeah, it was off that Concrete Law. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a hip hop classic, a dirty classic. And, you know, people know what it is, you know what I mean? This is when I was coming through. Concrete Law was basically an album I told about my time in the streets here in Atlanta. You know what I mean? It wasn't intended to glorify a certain situation, but I might add that I was the first trap rapper out of Atlanta before T.I., before Jeezy. You can check the history, you know what I mean? Like, I created that avenue, and I birthed MCs, you know what I'm saying? So, like, the label used to tell me, like, shouldn't you be talking about a different thing if you're with the Dungeon Family? But this is my story. My story is not the same as Outkast. My story is not the same as Diddy Mark. It has the same message in its essence, but from a different point of view. You see what I'm saying? So that was my thing with Concrete Law. And 5D, 4 Trey literally, all my street cats know, that's straight up, if you buck a point straight out the door, that's seven. You right, you pick up money. You right, that means you right out the gate. You know what I mean? But also, five deuce, I've learned over the course of the years, five deuce, which equals seven, four tray, which equals seven, is the number that represents spiritual completeness. I learned that before I even knew what I was doing with five deuce, four tray. So five deuce, four tray has a bigger meaning now. You know what I mean? I'm still bugging like five deuce, four tray, spiritual completeness.
Well, that's definitely what's up. We definitely appreciate the knowledge. Let's get into it right here live on Frontline Fridays with your girl Diva Ebony B, co-host Tay Black. We have the classic Backbone Live in the building. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're about to get to this song, and we're going to get to that hotline. Let's go.
Yeah.
Get your bets down, ladies and gentlemen. We have a shooter in the good one coming out for a new point. Six ace strapped, six ace a winner. Pay the front line, take the dough. Spade it the hard way. Got a hot hand. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. He's coming out again for a new point. Five deuce the point. Five deuce a winner. He's a rolling.
Hey, hey,
I'm still bucking like five deuce folks,
hey,
Ray.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, yo, it's 403.
Tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation, I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping, featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top.
Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
You already know, we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the gifted over here. You are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. Of course, Tay Black is live in the building with us. And we got the classic Backbone live in the house with us. We just played one of his original, well, his classic. We could say classic. One of his classic joints right there. And I definitely like the song. And I have to say, Backbone, in the first verse, who was the first verse on that song?
I was all three verses.
Yeah. I was listening. I'm like, I want to make sure, but of course you want to go to the source to get the information. I appreciate
but
that.
I have three personalities when I rhyme. You have Backbone, you have Mr. Fat Face 100, and you have Front Street Shelter. So all three of those personalities were beamed out on that song. Backbone, Mr. Fat Face, and Front Street Shelter. But it's all me, of course, but you know, those are the three personalities on that song.
I think having multiple personalities, and that's great to know too. I think having more, because I got multiple personalities, is Diva, is Ebony B, and it's Lachey. So, you know, Lachey is the one that usually take care of all the gangster stuff. Then you got Ebony B, that's the queen, that's the diva, that's the mommy. And then you got Diva Ebony B. She's a grinder. She's a go-getter. She's always working and don't sleep. So I think having multiple personalities and be able to properly tap into them will benefit you in the future.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. And now I've metamorphosized into Dr. Bartholomew Funk, which will allow me to create music forever. So, you know, don't just look for me in the rap world. You might see me with some tap dance shoes on and a tuxedo conducting an orchestra one day. So, you know. So,
I would love to see that.
Yeah,
I would love to see that. Let's go to the hotlines and get some love. Where we at? Where we at? I see y'all with y'all hands up, and thank y'all for being patient. You're now tuning in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black. We got Backbone live in the building with us. 862-755 Money Mink. Holla at us, Money Mink. All right, we're going to keep it pushing. My next question that I have, because, of course, you dealt with a lot of music and you have built the family, and there has to be some family values in everything, whether it's personal or business. So what family values do you consider important?
I mean, just respect the next man's hustle, you know what I'm saying? Like, one thing about us and Dungeon Family, we aren't sitting up worrying about, oh, well, so-and-so is getting the most shine, or why is he always getting the phone calls, and we're not. That's the way the plan is structured. You got a 17-man crew, 15-man crew. Everybody's not going to be on the same level of communication and radiation to the people. So you must play your part to keep the whole boat floating. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand I'm a foot soldier. I am a general, but I'm a field general. I'm out there in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, other cats might be calling shots from the top in the boardroom, but that's their job. You know what I'm saying? Not saying they ain't dirty. You know what I'm saying? Because they had to come through the field first. You know what I'm saying? But they earned the right to sit at those desks and call shots. You know what I'm saying? But I'm still out here. You know what I'm saying? Where some of us may be 5-star generals. Some of us are 3-star generals, you know what I'm saying? But I am a general in elite forces, you know what I'm saying? The Alliance of Elite and Seeds, Dungeon Family First Generation.
That's definitely what's up. I'm going to throw it over to Tay Black.
As far as, like, you know, the music that you've created, you know, and moving forward, like, where do you see your sound for your folks, you know what I mean, coming up in the next couple months, in the next couple years, and are y'all going to hit another benchmark with, you know, what y'all about to do with it?
I mean, everything we create is monumental, because that's the blessing that was bestowed upon us. You know what I'm saying? God gave us a mission to complete, and we're still on that journey. You know what I'm saying? Like Dre is in Dublin, right now playing Jimi Hendrix. He'd have never thought that 10, 15 years ago when we were sitting in the dungeon just creating rap music for the love of it. Now he's playing an icon and a biopic that'll soon be featured soon. CeeLo is a judge on a nationally syndicated TV show. So we never knew we would reach these pinnacles simply by doing what we love, and what we love is hip hop. You know what I'm saying? So those, you know, this hip hop put us in situations that are boundless. Like, we're infinite. Like, we can create from these corners forever. You know what I'm saying? Shout out my Goody Mob brothers, you know, Fight the Wind right now. You know, they about to drop real soon. But we never knew the pinnacle that we could reach, the pinnacles we could reach. And I'm still growing, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm still striving. Like I say, I'll be 100 years old next Wednesday, so I'm still youthful. I'm ready to rock, you know?
Hey, you look good for 100, baby. You need to pass some of that life juice over here to Diva.
Let me eat you a lot of kale for breakfast. Get off that oatmeal and cereal and eat vegetables for breakfast.
Eat vegetables for breakfast, because you know kale is pretty tart. So, you know, do you recommend anything else with that kale?
I mean, well, I eat carrots and I eat a lot of raw food. Now, I still will eat a chicken wing off the grill. I'm not going to front. I still go to the barbecue, get down. And I still might go to Five Guys and get me a small burger every now and then. But most of the time, every day I wake up and eat avocados or some kind of green vegetable or fruit in the morning first, so I won't be too heavy. Drink a lot of water, you know what I'm saying? Just keep it flowing like that, you know what I'm saying? Because, see, I used to be a grade-A alcoholic. I used to drink a fifth of liquor every day. I used to smoke a pack and a half of cigarettes. Now, I've dedicated my life to that. So now I might as well put things in me that matter. So I got a little slogan that says, life matters. I tag that every day, so.
And you are right about that. And eating all those green vegetables and eating that avocado and putting that into your body is kind of like a detox. It cleans your body out. And that's really good. And you have a lot more energy as well.
Definitely, without the use of supplements. People run to supplements thinking, okay, just because it says new and approved and natural on the can, that's what's happening. Nah, natural only grows out of the ground. If it can be replanted and reseeded, then it's natural. It's raw. It's organic. But if it's in a can and you hear a fizzle, I mean, it's been processed. So, yeah.
That process got you the booty do, ladies. Say, I'm going to throw it over to you before we get into this beautiful blue track. Oh, man, I love this song.
Nah, that's what's up. As far as, like, you know, schooling the younger generation or those coming up under you, what advice do you give to them now, especially, you know, with the way that music is going and the market itself? What advice do you give to them?
Definitely learn the business. Like I stated earlier, you got to know the business. Everybody's not going to be the rap star. Someone has to be the marketer. Someone has to be the manager. Someone has to be the promoter. Someone has to be the handshaker. Someone has to be the merchandise guy. Like, learn the different aspects of what it takes to move an independent label. Because if you look at it and if you know hip-hop, it's actually back to its essence. Hip-hop, when it started out, was not a major label situation. Like, Profile Records allowed me to know who Run DMC was, but Profile wasn't a major label. See what I'm saying? The first artist to get a major deal was Curtis Blow, and a lot of these cats don't even know Curtis Blow. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You know, we just, you know, taking it back to its essence, and that's why I started Plateau Entertainment, you know what I'm saying, to make, you know, my own effort in hip-hop to promote it, you know what I'm saying, to let people know what's going on for my region, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. Know the business. And every aspect that comes with dealing with the business.
That's what's up. That's priceless right there. You said a mouthful, so I appreciate that.
Definitely, brother.
Well, of course, we're going to get into the track Beautiful Blue. And Backbone, I'm glad that you brought that up because, of course, I'm doing the Educate and Regulate session tomorrow. And we were going to be talking about BDS spins and registering your music and knowing how much, you know, when you're registered with ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, they're going to let the artists know how much they're going to pay them and when they're going to get paid. So, of course, we're going to touch on that when we get back. Of course, we want some knowledge from you on that. But can you introduce this wonderful track right here, Beautiful Blue? Of course, is getting spins everywhere because it's a great song. And, of course, it's off the from the Dungeon Family and Generation X off the Global Warning. Warning. I gotta remember that because I kept saying warning. But Warning, yeah. Album. Introduce it for us.
Yes, I am Backbone, Dungeon Family's own. Behold, I give you Generation X, Beautiful Blue, which features in order of performance, Alien Craft. Myself, Backbone, Dosky Woe, the lovely Miss Cece LaFleur, my little brother, Renegade L. Ray. Beautiful Blue.
Solitary confinement, solar by any plant on consignment. Southern water flow, instrumental pirate. Was a roach among rats, now a tyrant. Shaking up the whole world, I'm vibrant. Check the problems in my world, I'm smiling. Funky DNA computer, new hybrid. They took my brain and traveled galaxies to hide it. Absent minded, far gone, looking back to the future from the poop like where the time went. Sunshine and my thoughts, I combine it, bind it. Then I change the climate, rhyming. Nothing compares to it. Skip the polarities. Let's have a good time. Enjoy the sunshine. Yeah, these is real raps. No punchlines. We sip lemonade. Granddaddy's recipe. A piece of pecan pie laying on the shade tree. Hold a hand. Kiss and hugging on the front porch. All the kids running wild in the front yard. I'm digging this feeling. I'm feeling. Is you with me? Wait. Bring it back, like. Concentrate properly, don't like it in my arms too. Jones will leave you walking in the rain, but I'ma come through. Yeah, my Umbros, we're in the LLA. I'm chilling with the Dungeon Family in the cosmos. We hit the quasars and race cars. Bobby Whitfield control the outer space while they dance with the stars. I scream with the comet, need a microwave bar. Now the fingers in my stomach, huh? The abdomen, the abdomen. It's gold, daddy, I don't know my name, cause I'm
like fresh glue on my dough. I'm feeling so brand new.
Live it life.
This Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping, featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Friday, where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Then you can just go to DFGenerationX.com and get familiar with the new legacy of generation. I mean, of Dungeon Family. But you should already know what's happening with that first generation.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I mean?
With the Dungeon Family.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it's all good then, because, you know, I'm a founding father of that entity. So, you know, everything resonates from there. So, you know, check us out, man. DUPGenerationX.com. Let us know what's happening.
Yeah, I definitely do that, man. Definitely.
For sure. Appreciate that.
Well, stay tuned, because we're definitely going to be doing a recap of the music. Genius, we appreciate you always calling in and supporting Diva Spot. Supporting Frontline Fridays is definitely a blessing. Big shout out to you and everything that you're doing. Big shout out to Jay Biggs, too. He's another soldier that was on the front line of Diva Spot. So, of course, we want to say salute to you, and we're going to get to this call line because, of course, it's still lighting up, man. It's Frontline Fridays. Where we at? Oh, we got Future Guru 100 in the building. Guru, welcome to Frontline Fridays, man. We got Backbone Live in the building. Kay Black is here. We getting it in.
Yo, this Guru, I'm out in Jersey, and I want to shout out to Backbone, Kay Black, and the Diva. The Diva just played my commercial, so I want to say, first and foremost, shout out to Frontline Fridays, and I appreciate the support. So I already heard Beautiful Blue, so I'm making a request because Diva already hit my email with the joint. So I saw it on SoundCloud, right? So this is my thing. Anything other than supporting Backbone is ridiculous because right now Diva got him on Frontline Fridays on blast. So it's perfect, like, for me to just offer my my technology, my technical skills and support online. So I saw it on SoundCloud. And I'm just really going to run with it, man. I'm going to let people know about the track. And I want the MP3, I think Diva already got it in my MP3, but I heard it when she sent it to my SoundCloud. But I can get the track either way, but I want to promote the track, man. I think it's a hot song. I like it. And what y'all doing is just great with the Generation X. The idea and the concept is just bananas. So I support that. And, thank you so much, Diva, for having a great guest on and keeping on people informed on the great new music out here. So that's basically what I wanted to say all the way out in Jersey and support Frontline Fridays and Phenom Radio. Y'all know y'all can turn your laptop on to PhenomRadio.com, and that's really what is really behind the driving force behind what I'm doing and what Diva's doing in Tape Black. So we thank everybody on the staff too, and Slate Stone and Slim. So, Backbone, my question, man, is like, I appreciate you being on the show, man, and I just want to say I heard the song, I really like it, and what does it take for new artists to be really feeling like that they can be musicians again out here in this game and get back to real producers coming in and helping them set their services if they see that they got talent? That's really what I think is missing for this community of hip-hop, man. So I wanted to just touch on that, man. Real musicians and somebody that's on already that got bread and studio time and stuff to take somebody that got talent to work with them, man.
Believe it or not, this Generation X project was created without one penny. It don't really even take nothing monetary. It takes, you know, the fact that you want to create and make a difference in music. You know what I'm saying? We did this album in 2 months. You know what I'm saying? I collectively gathered all these heartfelt souls, people who believed in what the Dungeon Family did. I put them together. You know what I'm saying? Well, I didn't put them together. A high source of reception put it together through me. And, you know what I'm saying? I met a lot of these people online. I knew some of the brothers, like Alien Craft. I knew him from, you know, because Alien Craft is actually Big Mark from this group called the Backwoods that, you know, came out of Atlanta back in the day. But he's now known as Alien Craft. But I knew him. But the rest of the gang, I all met online via social networking. And we all had one common goal, and that was to change the thought process in music, take it back to its original essence, and we live by a code of ethics, culture, consciousness, and community.
Man, that's deep. And I just want to compliment that, Backbone, and I appreciate the whole honesty right there and what you just said and the realness of it. And everybody that's really trying to get into music and just trying to learn something. Learn how to be a musician, and so you can have, you know, positive input from the people that you work with. Why would you want people around you that really didn't know what music is all about? And, you know, just come up, just understand the music, man. Just, you know, that way you can build a stronger team. That's my thought on it, my process on it. But I appreciate what you're doing, because you, the roots, the grassroots of it is there, and the people that's on is there, and then you already got to bring it back. So that's all I'm saying. I see the whole thing, the whole picture, man. It's a blessing to have you on, man.
Exactly, brother. So like I say, just go to dfgenerationx.com, excuse me, dfgenerationx.com, and get familiar with the new list of characters. These people all have their own individual movements. It's not like they're dormant waiting on something to happen. All these people already have projects that are out or pending or coming out of something. Like, we just came together, joined our fan bases to move forward in the rightful, in the, you know what I'm saying, a mindful state, you know what I'm saying, to let people know, you know what I'm saying. Like Miss Cece, LaFleur just rocked Wind Down Wednesday. That's a big event they do here at Centennial Park in Atlanta every Wednesday of the summer. Like, she just rocked that out yesterday. It had to be at least 1,000 people out there. You know what I'm saying? So we all moving. They're new faces under this Dungeon Family Generation X brand, but they came with their own fan bases. So, you know, check us out, dfgenerationx.com, and on Twitter at dfgeneration. I'm sorry, fdfgenerationx.
Okay,
and
I'm I already followed you on the Twitter. Backbone. I was the one shouting out before I got back on the air with Diva, because I had to let Diva know I was working. So yeah, if you could just follow me back, man, I could keep you in touch and in the loop with all my websites and the people that have websites I'm affiliated with. We all create links for each other to build up the brand, man. So I like to work with you, man. I'm extending myself now, and Diva got my back too, and whole Phenom Radio family, man. We appreciate you, man.
Word. I'm already following
you back,
bro.
Follow me back.
I've been following you back. You 10 minutes late, bro. I'm already on you, bro.
Oh, man. Thanks, man.
Hey, but I'm on you. We definitely appreciate Backbone and Guru. We appreciate you calling in as well. We want to be able to give everybody else a chance to get in and talk to Backbone. So, Guru, you stay with us. I'm going to keep your mic open, and we're going to try to get Money Inc. back in here.
Thank you.
Yes,
you're
sir.
Welcome.
Salute.
866-504-4, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio. Frontline Fridays with Tay Black and Diva Mary Kay. We got our special guest, the classic Backbone, live in the building. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What up, Diva? It's Slim, PhenomRadio.com.
Oh, Slim Baby is live in the building, man. Hold on, so before you say anything else, I got to give you one of these.
All right, all right, all right.
Little baby is live in the building. What's going on, son? We got Backbone up in here. You know Tay holding me down, baby daddy number one.
Yeah, man. You know, I had to show love, call in, and definitely say salute to Backbone, man. We do appreciate you rocking with us, you know, as tough as you have been, because we do got a lot of legendary artists, you know, a lot of founding artists following us, but very few that really interact, man, and, you know, you do that, so we most definitely appreciate that, man, from PhenomRadio.com.
Yeah, I thank y'all, man, because y'all spending a lot of my stuff over there at Phenom. Y'all spending that beautiful blue synopsis, My Own World. So I see you tweeting it out, man. I really do appreciate that, because y'all been on Beautiful Blue for a long time, though. I've been on there for a minute.
Yeah, and I actually didn't even know you were on Twitter. And, you know, when we play the songs, you know, we always look for people's Twitter. So I was like, well, I'm going to go see if he has a Twitter. And we found out you had a Twitter. So that's kind of how we got it popping. Because, you know, that 5 Dudes 4 Trey has been my joint since that came out. You know, so, and then definitely what you're doing with the Generation X, man, you know, it's the same vision we got for the PhenomRadio.com, you know, and just helping out the culture and everything, man. And, you know, so we recognize that, and that's most definitely a big reason why we got to, you know, show y'all a lot of support, man. You know, y'all inspired me to get into this music and get into doing what I'm doing. So, you know, salute to y'all, man, for sure.
Appreciate it, man. If you got a pen handy, write down my number and let's stay in direct contact, man, and let's really build, man. Well, I'll give it to you. I'll send it to you on Twitter. But right now, my number is 678-459-5140. Anybody can call me except after 12 o'clock if I go to bed.
All right.
Eat coast, all right.
But it's all good. It's 678-459. What was the rest?
5140.
5140. I got you, man. I'm going to lock you in, and I'll shoot you a text and give you my number, and we can definitely stay in touch, man. And I'll pass your number to Slay Stone as well. He's our program director, man. He handles a lot of the correspondence with artists, too. So I'll pass along your information, and we can all just build, man.
Yeah, let's do it, man. We're looking to take this thing on the road, like I know, man. I know Ebony said she does a few events out in Seattle, man. Let's get Generation out there, man. Generation X out there. Let's get this thing popping, man. The people need to be aware.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. And we most definitely got you on that. We're going to be hitting you up real soon, man. And Diva, you already know. Tay Black, you already know, man. PhenomRadio.com, much love. Guru, shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down. You know, everybody on the team, man.
Yes, sir.
That's
salute,
definitely
bro.
Tough. So maybe I gotta say something phenomenal. I gotta say I appreciate you and everything that you do. If y'all taking a look, everybody that's tuned in online, everybody that's tuned in at DivaSpotRadio.com, y'all taking a look at that Frontline Fridays logo. Yeah, this is my guy right here. Took care of that for me. Got the Diva sitting right. Don't that Frontline Fridays look good? You know a logo is good when it looks good with a black background and the white background. Like, I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Yeah. Yeah, most def, man. We appreciate y'all holding it down on y'all's end with Frontline Fridays. You know, we rocking every Friday, and it's just what it is, man.
That's what it is, man. We appreciate you, man. Y'all already know y'all tune in live to Frontline Friday with Diva Ebony B. Tay Black is in the building. Guru is here. Slim the Phenomenon is here. Our special guest, Classic. Hey, that's what I wanted to say to you, Backbone. You should come out with an album and call it The Classic. That's Diva Mary Kay.
Well, actually, I got some already on the long, I mean, on the lines of that beats and rhymes, you know what I mean? That's already, you know what I'm saying? It's a predestined classic, so, you know, it's already out there. The spirit of that is out there, so we'll get into that in a minute, you know what I mean?
That's what's up. That was the next thing I was about to go into, but before I go into that, you know, I got to go over there to Tay Black. Baby Daddy, what you doing over there? You drunk already? Because you're so important.
Nah,
you know,
I'm over here feeling good, Diva. You know what I mean? Really enjoyed that track. My Backbone, man, it's really what they known for, man, and that's good music, man. Almost zoned out and felt like I was around my folks, you know what I mean, playing cards, you know what I mean, dominoes, something
all
like
the
that.
Kids running around the front yard, the grill.
Yeah. Just hold a good hand, time with kids hugging on the front porch, you know what I'm saying, all the kids running wild in the front yard. We sipping lemonade. Granddaddy's recipe, like my granddaddy used to make the best lemonade. He used to go buy a trash can. You know what I mean? Like a literally a trash can. It made lemonade, gallons and gallons and gallons of it. Put real lemons in it, not too much sugar, and that's what we drank at the family reunion. So that was the vision I had when I wrote my verse. You know what I'm saying? The other people automatically came in with their verses, and it all fit. You know what I'm saying? My homeboy Alien Craft came with the hook. My partner Bobby Whitfield produced the track. So, you know, everything, you know what I mean? It just came full circle, you know what I'm saying? It's just a beautiful move.
That's how I like the song that should be like, it just takes me back to the big house, big mama house with the wraparound porch, and she got her vegetable garden in the back with the greens. Everybody's just having a good time, the swing in the front. I love that song. It's always going to be forever in Diva's rotation. It's already in my iPod. It's already on my phone. It's everywhere, and it was worth having, so definitely appreciate it. Let's get into this fresh, y'all. You definitely paying homage, Backbone, and we can appreciate that. A lot of times people mistake, like when an artist take a classic beat or say something from another classic rapper or a legendary rapper, and they consider it biting. There is a fine line between biting, you know, but we all know. But Fresh, y'all, this is a hot track. It's off the Beats and Rhymes, the Homage EP. Tell us about this, and we're going to get into it as well.
Well, Beats and Rhymes, the Homage EP, is pending. I actually finished the music, the soundtrack, last night. Now I'm in the process of doing a short documentary, just, you know, showing my appreciation for hip-hop, the then, the now, and the future of it, you know what I mean, where it was, where it is, and where it's going. And I wanted people to kind of connect the dots and let them know, like, they're like, these tracks are banging. They're so old school. Yeah, they're already hits. You know what I'm saying? So all I did was do was add my flavor to them. You know what I'm saying? My now flavor. And this will move people in the direction of learning what hip-hop was about, you know what I'm saying, and appreciating it as it as its essence, beats, rhymes, DJing, MCing, graffiti. And what I'm doing on the film aspect of it is I'm going to exploit, you know, our point of view from Atlanta. See, people think that graffiti and breakdancing and DJing and MCing was strictly in New York. Yeah, it may have started there somewhat. Okay, cool. But also in different parts of the country, we had our own thing. Like in Atlanta, we had our own graffiti. We had our own breakdancers and other forms of dancing. We had our own DJing. We had our own sound. Shout out MC Shadi, Raheem, D-Rock. You know what I'm saying? We had our own MCs here in Atlanta that broke records here in Atlanta. So it wasn't just like it was there. Once we identified with it and was like, yeah, that's us, we immediately grasped that culture. You know what I'm saying? Which inspired me to be an MC. Now, we did look up to artists like Run DMC, of course, and that made me want to be an MC, because Run from Run DMC, just his personality, his whole presence on stage, you know what I'm saying, which bled over to LL Cool J, you know what I'm saying? Like, those guys were phenoms on the stage. They were incredible. We used to go to Fresh Fest back in the day, and I used to just stare in awe, like, that is what I want to do when I get older. You know what I'm saying? Not knowing that I would actually grow up and make a mark in hip-hop history with some other legendary guys. And that's why I did this CD, to appreciate, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop at its essence. You know what I'm saying? So here we go, Beats and Rhymes, the Homage EP. The first track I leaked off of it was Fresh Fresh, y'all. So get ready for that to drop real, real, real soon. It's already ready, so it's out there. So check us out. Fresh Fresh, y'all.
Come through slow, Blackberry molasses. Yeah. 574, New Balance, some shit's classic. You need to know my name, just know I grind. Yeah. Even in darkness, I'm gon' shine. Yeah. To MC before my time. Although I'm rare, you know my kind. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes, fresh, y'all. Fresh, y'all. Put the third H slug to his chest, y'all. God bless y'all. And we get a moment of silence. Shooters on deck, and they come through wildin'. Hey. What no? Still rep the 16. Blowing loud marijuana, pouring VSOP. Limit them. Set it off right, yeah. Clean like 1008 soft white. Yeah, fish plates, 28.5. Blow the brains out the whip. Now he ride suicide. Whoa. New money, I'm addicted to the smell. Upper echelon lifestyle, top shelf. Been the business since I'm beginning. What the deal is? The definition of realist of what the real is. The picture vivid, so clearly I'm what for real is. Pull up with y'all and show them what half a meal is. Where the cash is, tell them bet that. Money understood, tell them suckers bet bad. I'm on some old neck shit, fresh shit, no necklace. But make sure I keep the wrist lit correctly. Connect it, fuck, don't commit it. If it's about a dollar, my little partner gonna get it. Drop a stick too soft, put my loose in the quarter. Bring it back, glad, baking soda and water. Run for the money, stash 100 grand. I'm Mr. Fat Face, showing the cash.
100 grand, man. That was Fat Boy with Fresh Fresh, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned and stay on the lookout. It's already coming. It's about to be released. Fat Boy gonna make sure he let us know. And of course, we got the little snippet here of it, but it's definitely funky fresh. I want to get y'all feedback on it. I'm gonna go to the hotlines and get some feedback on this track right here called Fresh Fresh, y'all, by Fat Boy. And of course, it's coming soon, and it's going to be on the Beats and Rhymes, the Homage EP. Is that correct, Mr. Classic?
Oh, yeah, that's it. And that's actually not a snippet. That's the entire gig. We're not going to give them no whole song. We're going to make them fiend for this Backbone brand a little more and let them know that I am a pure MC, all natural, no preservatives. So you're going to get short songs, little jab, two or three seconds, 2 or 3 minutes, Muhammad Ali style, baby, I shook up the world, I'm pretty, I'm a bad man.
That sounds like Mr. Face right there.
That's who it is, I'm glad you understand, baby, because I instantly switched over, baby. I was the organic guy, now I'm back into the flamboyancy of this rap life, you understand me?
Yes, I understand, Justin.
Yeah, but nah, but seriously though, that's how we doing that Beats and Rhymes. Now, you got some full songs on there, but certain songs are on there like we just on the corner. The way I'm shooting the videos, you'll understand it once you start seeing the visuals. It's taking it back to beats and rhymes when people were just on the street corner rhyming, in the park rhyming. It wasn't no concepts to song. It just felt good. MCs mean move the crowd. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what we're doing. We're taking it back to its essence, like you stated earlier. So you know how we do it. I'm just coming because I knew when I returned, I had to return powerful. I couldn't just come out with a song. I don't want to be overlooked. You understand me? Because the Outkast already made their mark. You know what I'm saying? Together we sold over 100 million records. You know what I'm saying? Like, we 5, 6, 7 Grammys. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're considered the best rap group, you know what I'm saying, of all time. Shout out our brother group, Wu-Tang. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were always, parallel to those guys. So it's always respect. But Dungeon Family is the only family where every member had a major record deal. The only family in rap history. You know what I'm saying? Every member had a major record deal.
That's definitely what's up, and I'm so glad that you're taking it back to the essence of the culture, because I said before, and I said this on Twitter, and this is my thing that I say now, anybody can be popular, but only a few can be effective, and that's what we do on Phenomenal Radio. You know, we don't follow the trends and none of that. We literally sit down and listen to your music. I've seen Slate and Slim and Tay and me and Guru and Gmo and Chrome, boxes and boxes of music, but we take our time and sit down and literally listen to your music, and that's what I think people stop doing. They stop listening to the lyrical content and just went with it. You know, they start looking at numbers and stop looking at the artist. But I want to get some feedback. Tay Black, give me your feedback on Fresh, y'all.
Yo, just really, really rocking with the music, man. It's really good and refreshing to see such seasoned classic people, you know, just continuing to rock it and really just opening up the lane for the younger generation. And I can't even really say the younger generation, but everybody to get out and do something, you know, and really make moves in the right way. Like you said, to take it back to the essence. Like, he hit on something that really resonated with me, you know, when people, at first they didn't have a concept for a song. They just went forward and went with it because it felt good. And that's what we really need to get back to. You know, everything is factory, all out the box, you know what I mean, for the radio, for this and that. But, like, getting back to that feel-good music like we were talking about earlier, I mean, we just reminisced off of stories, talking about, you know, trash cans full of lemonade and all that type of stuff. Like, that's the type of music that we need to get back to, and that's what homie Backbone got. So I'm real appreciative for that.
Exactly, because, see, these kids don't have an oldie, a goldie they could put on, like when your parents were cleaning up on Saturday morning. They're going to have to put on a rap record. See what I'm saying? We're going to have to leave the type rap messages out here for these kids that they can play. There's mercy on the children, what they're going to play years from now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because rap music is here to stay, but what I'm saying, the message that we leave. You understand what I'm saying? What will be the message in the music? We got to be conscious of that. We can't be talking about going, you know, different places and doing all these different drugs and all these type of things on the music, because then it'll have no substance. It'll be eliminated in its essence. That's why rap music doesn't sell the way it should. You know what I'm saying? All other genres of music sells exceptionally well except rap music. Why? Because it has no substance. There's nothing to grab onto. That's why we have to give it away free. You don't see country artists on blog sites giving away their songs, downloading a whole album for free. Why? Because they make you buy it because it's organic. You see what I'm saying? All other forms of music stay, you know, substantial. And it was by design. Once they found out they could make us puppets, they was going to manipulate that because it's all about control. You know what I'm saying? But once we take the game over, and I'm glad it's back in its essence, because like me with Plateau Entertainment, I control what I put out. If I never sell a million records, allow me to present my art in front of people who appreciate that. 10,000-15,000 people in the audience that never heard my song on the radio, but they got this record. 10,000-15,000 people have this record because they went and searched out this vibration. You know what I'm saying? So that's the difference. Like, you're there again. Like, we're there again with music, and people got to understand that. It ain't about getting that big million-dollar deal, because all you are is a tax write-off. These companies can afford to give you $1 million. They can afford to give you a $2 million deal. Yeah, but you're going to have to work years to pay that back if you aren't successful. You know what I'm saying? So That's the deal, man. We got to take it back to its essence. So that's what I'm doing with this Plateau Entertainment, Dungeon Family Generation X movement, and Brand Backbone. So, you know, we out there.
That's definitely what's up. I'm going to go over to Money Meek. Money Meek, is you there? All right. Slim Baby, I want to get your feedback on Fresh, y'all.
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling the track. I mean, you know the kind of music I make, Diva, so I'm always down for people taking it back to the essence. And I feel you on that backbone, and that's what we, you know, that's our whole message too here at PhenomRadio.com. I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, you tuned in and checked this out. But, I mean, we play, you know, a little something for everybody, but the overall message is more positive, more conscious. You know, we want the right message going out there, and, you know, like, you know, there may not be nobody necessarily leading hip-hop right now, but there's going to be influential people in everything. And so our influential people in this culture, I believe, got to spread that right message like, you know, like y'all are doing. That way others will hopefully follow suit, you know what I mean? And you know, the whole movement will be more organic. You know, your fans will actually be loyal fans and actually, you know, be wanting to spend bread with you because, you know, you're an organic artist. They understand you. The music's connected to you. You know, it has some, like you say, you know, our genre fails to sell because it doesn't connect to people's emotions. You know, you got country records, rock records, you know, pop records. They all talk about stuff people deal with in real life. And in real life, everybody's not a millionaire. Everybody's not in the trap every day selling 100 bricks. Everybody's not holding AKs and M16s. It's just not going down like that. So, like, when we make music that, you know, is connected more to what's really going on, I feel that it's more powerful. And that's the message that we feel we need to put out there in the forefront. So I'm definitely feeling what y'all doing, man.
Appreciate it. Exactly. You'll say, like, people think keeping it real is portraying ignorance. Nah, it's not. Keeping it real is planting gardens, teaching your children how to pick vegetables, teaching your children how to grow vegetables, teaching your children how to reach for post-secondary education. That's keeping it real, Jack. That don't make you no lame because, you know, you don't want to go out here in the streets and glorify, you know, sleeping with two or three women. You know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't worth having to me no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've done those things. You know what I'm saying? I was of this world. Now I'm out of this world. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's the deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You definitely right about that. I like what you said about teach our youth and teach each other some substance. You know, and even with the music, a lot of people and the majority of our youth and us as ourselves, you know, going back to the music to get something. You know, when they get into this music now, the music is teaching them, unfortunately, self-hate and teaching them about, like you said, going out and glorify that you've been with this many women or whatever, but at the end of the day, you're not talking about AIDS. You're not talking about STDs. You're not talking about abortions. You're not talking about, you know, baby mothers here and there. You're not talking about the aftermath, the after effect of you just glorifying that you had all these chicks, you know, and gave you some Becky or whatever, but nobody's going to say they got herpes. Like, come on now, let's really keep it real. Kim Kardashian. I'm going to put that out there. But, you know, it's not cool. You know, when you with somebody, and that's one thing that I see with the youth and us as adults, we so loose with our bodies. When you have sex or relation with somebody, you give them a part of your soul.
Exactly.
Whether you're doing them or not.
Yeah, you're tying your spirit in. That's why I don't have much company at my house. I don't let too many people come to my house because I know they dragging their spirits in with them. Like, I had quit smoking cigarettes at one time, but I got a few partners that still smoke, so I found myself smoking again. So now that I eliminate, now I'm not hating on these people who smoke. That's your choice. I choose pro-life. I don't want to smoke. Cool. I still vaporize marijuana, but I don't smoke blunts. Or joints anymore. I vaporize. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking it's better for my lungs. You know what I'm saying?
I like the vaporizer sound.
we definitely hit the vaporizer over here at PhenomRadio.com. Me and Slate, I know that. It definitely is a lot cleaner, man. You don't get all that skin and all that stuff going on.
Keep the weed clean.
Yeah.
Weed clean. Yeah, we're going to have more when we come back. I want to get into this hot track right here. This, of course, is one of the classic, Get Rich to This. You got to bump to this no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, no matter how mad you is. As soon as this song come on, instantly your shoulders start bumping, you start getting it in. We're going to get into more with Backbone after we come from this song. Let's just take a short break. B9 Radio, Diva Star Radio, Frontline Fridays, Diva Ebony, BJ Black. Let's go.
We chill out sideways. We do a 100 on the highway. Thank God for Friday. Hey, 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 hey. We chill out sideways. We do a 100 on the highway. Thank God for Friday. Say, 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 say. And if we go slick, B.A., slick with it. Automatically, Jones, I'm just with it. I'm psyched out. Like he called it and he click with it. He suck a MC, better know about it. I make your girlfriend friend about it. I make a mom know about it. Somebody better tell him. Talk it back, hit a lick with it. Keep it working, drop a brick with it. Walk a block, serve a nick with it. Rip a brand new whip with it. Up on the floor, you ain't no look at a girl and time to quit with it. She picky, dicky, lick a lip with it. She thick, thick with it. Jump, stomp, twist with it. Make him frat with it. Tie the club up. Champagne, campaign with it. Party people, do your thing with it. I get to it, y'all. I get the fun, then I split with it. A natural born money make a nitty grit with it. I get rich,
we
y'all.
We do sideways.
We do 100 on the highway. Thank God for Friday.
Phenomenal Radio. Feel the music.
Yes, feel the music, baby. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Front Line Fridays with Tay Black. Backbone is in the building. Slim Baby, P9Radio.com is live in the building. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Big shout-out to everybody in the chat room. Big shout-out to everybody that's tuned in live to phenomradio.blogspot.com. Also, those are tuned in live to TuneIn Radio and on your phones and everywhere. We definitely appreciate it. We broadcast it live over here. Seattle, Washington is definitely getting it in the building. Hey, Washington. Hey, Seattle. It's time for y'all to go ahead and just relieve yourself. I know y'all have been tired of all those whack stations, but we got you. Phenomenal Radio is here.
Hey, yeah, what's up?
We here. Y'all ain't got to listen to the same thing over and over. All the unnecessary mess, all the bull, you know. Yeah, you got a variety. We got it for you. All you got to do is go ahead, mosey over, take your time. Big shout out to D Hour Show. I see you live in the chat room. All you got to do is go to phenomenalradio.blogspot.com. Again, that's phenomenalradio.blogspot.com. I'm going to post that in the chat room, and make sure you bookmark that page. Backbone, the classic. You're still a legend to me. Live in the building with us, man. It's Friday. That was a perfect song to play on Frontline Fridays right there. Backbone,
oh,
we appreciate
you. Oh, yeah, it's all good. Would you believe that song was 14 years old? Timeless.
14 years old. Wow.
Timeless, timeless. And that's Goody Mob featuring myself and Big Boy from Outkast, a rapping CeeLo Green. For those that don't know, he was the second verse on that song. You know what I mean? So get familiar with this Dungeon Family thing, man. It's for real out here, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw it over to Slim Baby right now. And, of course, I know you're about to get out of here because, of course, it's getting late over there on the East Coast. I just want to throw it over to Slim Baby right now because, Slim Baby, I see you got some stuff that you're pushing out there, too. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, I got my website, slimbaby.net. You can check that out. I got all my stuff on there. I got my artwork, my music, you know, different stuff. My latest album I came out with is actually just called Slim. It's on there, so people can check that out, you know, see what I'm doing. Of course, got links to the radio and everything like that, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, LinkedIn, we all over the place. So, you know, just check us out, man. You know, check out the music. If you like it, you know, let us know, you know what I'm saying? And we're just going to keep it moving, man. You know, I'm going to keep creating music and keep creating art because that's what I love to do. So that's just about it.
Your art is definitely off the hook. Backbone, you got to, I'm going to text you. You got to check out Slim Baby's art. It's ridiculous. When I say it's so culture, it's so real, and it's paying homage to our leaders that came before us. I got a couple of pieces up in my house right now. It's dope. You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
That's what Generation X is about as well. Like you say, Generation X is not just beats and rhymes, for lack of a better term. We also have a vegan chef involved. We have visual artists that paint. We have lawyers. We have TV correspondents. Like, Generation X is its own culture. Like, if it was to jump off right now, we could take the members of Generation X and create our own community and survive each other's know-how. That's what Generation X, that is what's so special about Dungeon Family Generation X. So check us out online, dfgenerationx.com. We still babies, and I consider myself a part of Generation X, even though I helped found the legendary Dungeon Family. I still consider myself Generation X full-fledged because this is a community I discovered outside of Dungeon Family on my own recognizance. So I saw what these people were doing, and I went and resonated. Shout out Golden Butterfly, Miss CeCe LaFleur, Dosky Woe, Renegade L. Ray, Alien Craft, Chef T. Randall, KG the Artist, Quicklin Crooks, Big Bobby Whitfield, Humble, Dukes of DeVille, Mama Moonshine, Terrence Russian, Sean Renee. You know what I mean? Like the whole crew. Check us out, dfgenerationx.com. Get familiar. Follow these folks on Twitter. Their links are there. They're their own spokesperson. I don't control the move. They're their own entities. Go learn who these people are because they are destined to be great one day.
They're already great to me. I love them all individually. And, you know, they just great people. I can't blow them up enough. You know what I'm saying? DFGenerationX.com, at DFGenerationX on Twitter.
That's what's up.
That's definitely what's up. I'm going to throw it over to you. And I can relate with how you feeling right now, backbone as far as with your team, because that's how I feel about Phenomenal. Phenomenal, we got a lot of talented people over there, a lot of people who are culture aware of what's going on, and, you know, it's just great to be a part of it. And, of course, we found each other online, so big shout-out to Slay Stone, big shout-out to Slim the Phenomena, Guru, Chrome, G-Mo, DJ Trey Boogie, of course, you, Tay Black, DJ Sway, Troop the Truth, DJ Mad Logic, DJ Jizzle, DJ Froggy, big shout out to DJ Froggy, DJ Hank, DJ Supreme, DJ 3, DJ Detroit. Big shout out to everybody, my team over there. It's just a blessing to have these people, and we all share the same common goal, and it's all about making sure that the essence of music, the message get out there, educating the artists, educating ourselves on this industry, and educating each other in the business. There's nothing that I can't call them and ask them about if I don't understand something. Diva Mary Kay believe in understanding, because when you, I believe, when you understand something, you have limited information. But when you understand something, you have information in a 360. So just big shout out to my team. For me, even being part of the team and respecting my grind and respecting the fact that I really search for good music, and I'm so glad that I've tuned into the D-Hour show and discovered you, Backbone, because it's a joy to be able to listen to music with my son, so it's a blessing.
Exactly. I appreciate it, so let's keep moving forward, and you know what I'm saying? I'm like, y'all can already consider me a part of the Phenom family, so, you know, don't exclude me on whatever's happening, so keep me posted and afloat on everything.
Oh, that's what's up, man. We appreciate that for sure. And we definitely going to keep y'all in the loop, man. We'd like to get some more of y'all's music on, so I'll go through, grab some more people's music, man, and definitely keep helping y'all push, man. So, shit, just keep rocking, man. We're going to keep rocking with y'all.
For sure. Like I said, y'all already bumping that My Own World and that Synopsis. I've been sent that to y'all, so y'all got three songs bumping off Generation X over at Phenom, so I really do appreciate that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, Black.
Yo, right here. Nah, I'm just soaking all up everything, and, you know, just really being a student right now, and, you know, it's good conversation. I'm happy that, like, my folks is networking and building with, you know, other dope established artists, man. Hopefully everybody was listening, because, you know, some real good points that was made tonight, you know, a lot of different perspectives, but really at the core, you know, it's all for the good, for real, because, you know, certain things that if you practice moving forward, you know, you'll just continue to ensure that our culture is successful and that it's making money and that we can be like the other genres of music and not put out so much free music and be able to, you know, receive some income and then put it back into the community and then teach our children, you know, certain values and things of that nature. So that's all I want to say, D.
That's definitely what's up. Backbone, I want to say, first of all, I appreciate you coming through for Frontline Fridays. And, you know, being that you came on Frontline Fridays, you are welcome to come back anytime. But the next time you come, you got to pour your own vegan juice, okay?
You already know, but I got to go. Y'all kicking me out. What's going on, man? I can't hang around no longer.
Oh, you can't hang around. I just thought you had to go, baby. You ain't got to go nowhere, because we're about to get into this Educate and Regulate session for real.
This is all good. Yeah, I'll kick it for a few more seconds, see what's happening. I got a long day tomorrow. I got an exclusive show tomorrow. If any of my people are listening, come out to the Apache. I'm announcing this now because it's top secret. I'm not tweeting it or anything. Come out to the Apache Cafe in Atlanta. We're going to break open the Beats and Rhyme, the first ever performance off of it. We'll be filming parts of the video. So, you know, come out and check us out tomorrow at the Apache Cafe live. I go on at 11:40, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you're in the Atlanta area tomorrow and you want to see some good vintage Dungeon Family performances, come check me out, you know what I'm saying? Shout out my homeboy Fort Knox, Fort Noxious, you know what I'm saying? My homeboy KT, you know what I'm saying?
That's definitely what's up.
Give that address and that venue one more time, Backbone.
Well, I can't give them that because it's still top secret. I'm letting them know it's at the Apache. the Apache Cafe and you got to text a certain message to my phone, text me for exclusive information. We're going to keep it. See, I'm doing this especially for y'all because we in here right now. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't even supposed to announce it because I'm the special guest for tomorrow night. But I just blew the cover.
That's what's up.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, Tay, you already know we're going to get you where you need to be, baby. You definitely going to get the information because we got the hookup. Let's educate and regulate. A big shout out to F. Collie, man.
Time to educate and regulate. Time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey Queen, go on, teach some. Hey Queen, go on, teach
some.
Hey Queen, won't you teach some? On the front line, Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey Queen, go on. Hey Queen, gon' teach you something. Hey Queen, what you teach you something? On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on, come on.
Yeah. Thank you, S. Cowley. I appreciate that. Y'all make sure y'all follow S. Cowley. That's S underscore C O L L I. Again, that's S underscore C O L L I. He definitely made that hot drop right there. He knew that I wanted to bring, of course, all the time education to the show, and I want to be able to feed people and keep them, my people, not the people, my people, of awareness of what's going on. So y'all make sure y'all follow S. Cowley at www.twitter.com, S underscore Cowley, that's C-O-L-L-I. But, of course, I was reading this story right here, and I wanted to share it. I'm always supporting the cause. The diva in me, the woman in me. I came across this story about Miss Cruz. It says, it was no ordinary morning. Police arrived at 4 a.m. and broke down the door in Algerina's Cruz family, family home with the battering ram. PNC Bank was trying to take her family's Minneapolis home after a bank error, and their friends and neighbors were in the home to defend it. The police forced everyone to leave, but now Ms. Cruz is fighting back to save her family's home. Ms. Cruz family, hold on, I'm getting some feedback. All right, cool. Let's do it this way. Ms. Cruz family, Minneapolis home era, and their friends and neighbors were in the home defending it. The police forced everyone to leave, but Ms. Cruz is fighting back to save her family home. Ms. Cruz family made an online payment on their home for 7 years. 7 years. But one month, PNC Bank didn't withdraw it. Instead of admitting the error, they demanded 2 months' payment as a penalty. Ms. Cruz said there was no way her family could have come up with so much money and such a short notice. So PNC put them into the foreclosure and forced them to leave their home in 48 hours. But now Ms. Cruz is fighting back. She started a petition asking PNC to sit down and negotiate. And this Thursday, she's traveling to the bank headquarters to deliver her message. It could decide the fate of her family's home. And if thousands of people join her before then, she knows that the bank won't be able to ignore her message. Ms. Cruz says her family has worked incredibly hard to meet their mortgage payments. Her father worked 2 jobs, and she and her brother worked part-time through school to help. The foreclosure has already forced them to move out of their home, and when friends and neighbors tried to stop the bank from taking their home, police arrested them. But Ms. Cruz knows that there is hope. Just last week, another Minneapolis resident named Nick, I really can't pronounce his last name, so I want to chop it up, started a change.org petition to save his mom's home. Thousands of people signed in a matter of days, and the bank was forced to back down and let Nick's mom keep her home with a reduced mortgage. Local media have already taken interest in her family's battles, and if PNC Bank hears from thousands across the country right now, Ms. Cruz is convinced they'll decide to negotiate rather than face a public relations nightmare. So I definitely wanted to, and I'm going to put this on, this board is about to get posted on Twitter, Facebook, and in the chat room as well, but, you know, paying online is a great thing, and, you know, the reason why I brought up that story with Ms. Cruz and her family is for people to really be aware of these banks and what's going on. Because, of course, the bank can make an error as well. And look how they treated this woman after 7 years of paying their mortgage online, and then they make a mistake, and then they try to penalize the person with 2 months of mortgage. It's hard enough to make a month of mortgage sometimes for some families. But here you have PNC Bank. One thing that I did learn about the banks are the middlemen. When you put your money into the bank, you know, they take some of your money and invest it somewhere so they can triple it, double it, quadruple it. The bank is the middleman, and the way that they get you to is you'll keep your money in the bank, and they start feeding you these, oh, use your debit card for these purchases, and you will get $100 back, or direct deposit, you will get $100 back in 30 or 60 or 90 days. But what they don't tell you is when you swipe your card, there's a thing called debit and credit for those who don't know. Debit is when you use your PIN number and the money comes directly out of your account right then and there. Credit is when you just swipe your card and you sign the receipt. That it does not come out of your account directly. It's actually held into that store, wherever you purchase that, releases their batch, meaning that they counted out the drawers at the end of the night and they'll get their money within 24 to 48 hours. So if you have mismanaged your money, you're going to get an overdraft fee. Then 2 days later, you're going to get a recurring overdraft fee. So I encourage everybody to take a look at having a bank account and keeping control of your money and having debit cards, because there's some people out there that have paid more than overdraft fees within a year than the money that they had into the account. And, of course, I want to get you guys feedback on that. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the 1 button to be heard. You already know. Backbone, I'm going to go to you and get some feedback on that story in the Educate and Regulate session. What you got on your mind?
I mean, you know, you have to be conscious of what's going on because, you know, it's always a scheme. Like you said, you mentioned that they go out, they get your money and make investments, all that. That's major. That's a major game they play, you know what I'm saying? So you have to be aware of your situation. So the way that the world is heading now, like, you should be into bartering. There's a reason that you see these guys on the sign, "We buy gold." They're preparing for something, you know what I'm saying? The stock in gold has risen over the past 2 years. So, you know, get you a few gold pieces and hold on to them, because money as we know it is going to change. You know what I'm saying? They already gearing up for this one world system, this one world monetized system. So you got to be prepared and be conscious of your revenues. So that's a major point right there.
You're right about that, especially with those debit cards. Those debit cards can get you, and I learned that from experience. And it got to the point one time, Backbone Tape, Black Guru, Slim Baby, I had to put my debit card literally in a cup and put it in the freezer so I won't swipe the card. I got addicted. It was crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's like that.
I think what really, like, messed people up is the fact that, you know, you can swipe no matter how much money you have or don't have. And that's where we as, you know, people, especially, you know, minorities, we get into trouble because, I mean, we quit to spend what was really not there, even for appearances, you know, just make it that much easier. You know, you go in your pocket, you ain't got the cash, you can't pull it out. But that debit card, it don't show no amount on it. So you can swipe and swipe and swipe. And I actually for a little while was a relationship banker for a financial institution, and you would always see people come in there. They would try to dispute them claims, but, you know, we could track your transactions, you know, $20 here, $20 there, $30 here, $60 at the bar. And, I mean, it really catches up with you. So, you know, like Backbone said, you have to be conscious because, you know, it's a lot of changes going on. It's not just on that small scale. It's bigger things that you need to be prepared for. And if you can't get past these, you know, small instances like this, you know, you're definitely not going to be ready for what's ahead.
Slim Baby.
Yeah, well, you know my little quote, Diva, is knowledge is money, man, and I'm definitely all about that. And, you know, with the money situation, it is crazy. Like Backbone was saying, you know, they're gearing up to do all kind of crazy stuff, man. And if you can't grow food, if you can't sustain yourself on a piece of land, build a house, do things like this, you may be in a lot of big trouble, man, because, you know, they're going to keep taking and taking and taking, and it's going to force people to go back to the essence. And if you ain't able to survive in the way humans are supposed to survive, you know, you're pretty much unconnected. And, like, people think it's the other way around. Like, they think getting closer to nature is somehow unconnected from the world. They got it backwards. And so that's why, you know, I'm all about the knowledge is money stuff. Like, people just really need to open their eyes, see what's going on, and see what they need to prepare for to take care of, you know, their families and just human beings, period, man. Because there's a lot of people that have a lot of power, you know, through money. And that's really their only power. So, you know, when all that money goes away and they can't give nobody no money, then, you know, it might really hit the fan. So I think people just need to prepare in a lot of ways. So that's just my take on the whole thing.
And I appreciate that. Priorities is very important. You know, we got people out there, and some of us and our family members, we paying $100, $120, $179. And cable, talking about we got the triple play, oh, I got the internet, the phone, and cable, but you don't have life insurance. That's not good. That's not good at all. You need to have life insurance on you and your child and your mate. You know, it's very important for you to have life insurance so you can be able to leave them some money when you leave. Of course, you know, for some of us, we won't make $150,000 in a lifetime. We won't even make $25,000 in a lifetime for some of us, but you can invest for $56 a month, $43 a month, $70 a month, you can be invested into some life insurance. Cover you, cover your child, cover your family. Leave your family something when you go, you know, because everybody want to be somebody, but don't nobody want to be they self. And to be quite honest, it's a bunch of trash on TV. I don't even really watch television like that. I like watching cartoons. But it's the summertime now. You can go ahead. A lot of us is at the end of our one-year contract that they lock you into. You know, go ahead, cut the cable, get you some Netflix, save yourself a buck or two. Go outside, walk around, spend some time with the family. It's very important. Every major business, and I always tell my honey buddy this, every major business has business hours. At some point in time, they close. They open at a certain time, and they close. And if you're a business owner, an entrepreneur like everybody that's on the line right now, we got business hours too, but we got to realize what's important at the end of the day, man.
Exactly.
I definitely, Backbone, I like what you said about eating vegetables in the morning. I'm definitely going to take that tip. I don't know if you went to go see your nutritionist, and I heard about the vegan chef and how it all started with you, but if you want to share a couple of tips on how to get started with getting back to eating healthy for, you know, the people. I'm a sweet and salty person. I love sweets. I love cooking, period. I'm a Detroit woman. I'm always cooking, but I think I like the whole vegetables in the morning thing. It sounded real good, like with a smoothie or something.
Well, yeah, definitely. Like, if you understand, like, if you got a fever and you're like 107 degrees, that means you're close to death. Same thing go with food. If you freeze your food or if you cook it over 106 degrees, it's dead. You're eating nothing. So anytime you cook, you're close to cooking chemicals. You're eating just to fill your body up. But if you leave food live under 106 degrees, that means you're getting the full enzyme. Like, people think raw eating means that I'm eating raw food. No, I'm saying vegetables are meant to be eaten raw. You know what I'm saying? I'm not there yet, but I do eat raw vegetables, you understand me? Like, I might wake up, like I say, and eat raw kale. I may eat raw string beans. I'm always eating fruit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not perfect by design, but I do this by personal choice because I put so much other poisons in my body from the time I was 13 until I turned about 80-something years old. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, I'm about to be 100 next Wednesday. And I feel real good for my age, you know what I'm saying? But I follow this guy on Twitter by the name of Roger Bezanis, B-E-Z-A-N-I-S, Roger Bezanis, @Roger Bezanis. Follow him,
His website is www.rogerbezanis.com, and he has really helped me regulate my lifestyle and diet. You know what I'm saying? And Raw Food Bliss. Raw Food Bliss. You know what I'm saying? Follow those two pages on Twitter. I tweet them out for the people who just followed during this show. But I tweet it out every morning. I tweet out inspiration at about 9 a.m., and then I go into nutrition about 11 every morning. I might miss a morning because I work from 9 to 9. Like she mentioned, we all have business hours. I work from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily. But Roger Bezanis, Google him, follow him on Twitter. Like, he was very instrumental in helping me change my diet. So check him out.
That's definitely a stuff. We appreciate that knowledge, man. Of course, it's going to be some exciting stuff coming in July. Oh, I wanted to talk about that, too. Backbone, you having a special for features right now until the end of June. Tell us
about
it.
Every year during my birthday, I do verses for $500. I got a 21-year history resume, and I charge way more than $500. But I'm doing verses. People might be like, this guy ain't worth no $500. Okay, cool. Find another cat with a resume as long as mine that'll do it for that much. You know what I'm saying? $500. You know what I'm saying? $500. I'm on several number one hits. Get Rich to This, Trans DF Express, number one albums with Outkast. You know, you got a stamp feature. Now try to get Andre 3000 on your record. See how much he gonna tell you. You know what I'm saying? Not knocking my brother Hustle or nothing. But I'm saying you can actually get a piece of a legacy. $500. Dungeon Family, get at me. 678-459-5140. I'm ready, man. It's a 24-hour turnaround. You send that deposit, you know what I'm saying? The track, you send it back in. You got the track in 10 or 15 minutes. No later than 24 hours.
Now that's business. Business.
Oh, yeah.
I like how you do business.
Oh, yeah. My PayPal information is dnginfamily@gmail.com. Get at it. That's PayPal. Let's go, baby.
That's definitely what's up. Also, of course, everybody is doing business. Y'all make sure y'all check out divaspotradio.com and check out our services. Of course, we breaking records in our pockets, and we're making it affordable for the independent and the industry artists to get promoted on a large scale. And not only that, get promoted, interviewed, and showcased, and, of course, get paid for your sins. So check us out, www.divaspotradio.com. Again, that's www.divaspotradio.com. And be sure to check out Phenomenal Radio as well if you're looking for more larger exposure. We got radio stations all over the globe. You can go over there and learn how to register your music for free to get paid for your sins. You can check out the Indie Spotlight. You can check out the Indie Voice. Man, the Underground Railroad. You can check out everything that's going on over there and be able to be presented in a professional way. You want to be able to be presented in a professional way rather than just getting thrown up on the blog for a week or two and then they out of there, you know. That's horrible. You shouldn't treat the artists like that. Also, starting July 1st, Diva Spot Radio Frontline Fridays is having a one-year distribution contest. Of course, we want to always make sure we're doing something for the artists, but we're doing a one-year distribution contest on Frontline Fridays. It's going to start July the 1st, and it'll end July the 31st, and the winner will be announced the first Friday of August. So to get more details about the contest, how to submit your music, who to contact, what's the requirements, because, of course, Diva want radio-ready, motivational edit music. Please don't send me some tracks, because all they do is get deleted, and I send you a nice little message encouraging you to respect hip-hop. So, of course, go to www.divaspotradio.com. Again, that's www.divaspotradio.com. Let's get one more caller in here before we get this mix going. 862-755, what's your name? Where you calling from?
It's your boy, Jersey Hot and Lord. This money makes me go. Diva, I got my sights on, baby.
I got my sights on, baby, of course. Money Meek, what's going on? Big shout out to Brick City. We got Backbone Live in the building. You got any questions for him?
I hate the age that he said he was, you know, as God's will, yeah, you know, more blessed time, man.
Of course, you got to check out Backbone. You got to check out who Backbone is. Follow him on Twitter. right now. I know you're from the laptop. Go to www.twitter.com, and then you want to go to backbone underscore the letter D, F.
Okay.
1G. Help me out, Backbone, because I froze. I forgot what the...
DF1G. DF1G, that stands for Dungeon Family First Generation.
Thank
you can call me, 678-459-5140. I got insight for days, man. I got a resume long as the Mississippi River, baby.
That's that taste right there, man. That's what's going on, man. Money Me, tell us what you got going on. We're about to get into this hot mix because, of course, we're going to showcase, interview, and promote this hot mix, and I need to definitely do a recap and give myself a refill on this Generation X music, on this Dungeon Family.
Yeah.
I love my life.
Right now we got going on. We're just coming off that brand new single, Drop a Body, and also that brand new single, Mrs. Right, coming off that Step Money Mix tape. You can download on ReverbNation.com/MoneyMint. You can look for it in iTunes in a couple of days for the load up. You know, we got the Two Scoops video about to drop within another week or so, and also the video hype. You can look out for us to also be featuring in Black Oak Magazine within the next 2 to 3 weeks. Stay tuned for that date issue. You know, we're working, baby. You know, Money Make the drop. Yeah, I got my...
That's what's up.
You know, baby.
Guru. What up, Guru?
Hey, man, I'm just shouting out, making sure, you know, I'm on the line just enjoying the show. For everybody out there that's listening, man, follow Diva Ebony D. And get familiar with Diva Spot Radio because she's really bringing some great new things to her show and the brand, man. So we appreciate it. Shout out to all the callers and the listeners. And shout out to Slim. I heard Slim on the line. Appreciate Slim calling in. Backbone, man. That verse for 500, man. I'm going to help you promote that, man. If I see you tweeting it out there, I'm going to help you retweet it. I'm going to retweet it, man, and I'm gonna go bananas on that SoundCloud link that you got up there for the new song that Diva was playing tonight, man. I enjoyed all the music, man.
For sure, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'll be getting at you real soon. I'll send you that link in a few seconds, bro. I appreciate it.
Oh, man. Yes, sir, man. Cool, man.
I want to just give a shout-out to everybody that tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio tonight, Frontline Fridays, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest and the best. Of course, we got to give a big shout-out to everybody that called in and tuned in. We appreciate y'all. Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned in tomorrow for Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Of course, if there's all the soldiers on the front line, of course, we're going to step your game up on a Saturday. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You know how we do. Tay Black, any finals before we get into this mix and get out of here?
Yo, it was a pleasure being on the line with, you know, just dope people. Everybody just open and exchanging information and Backbone. Appreciate you rocking with us. And, I mean, if Google said he going to, you know, retweet that link for that $500 feature, you know what I mean, it's definitely going to get out there. So I retweeted it already. I already, you know what I mean, hit the follow button and all that. So I'm going to definitely be in contact with you and just appreciate you, brother. And appreciate you just, you know, giving back and providing opportunities for other people that's just trying to make music like you, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Before I get out of here, I want to just give a shout-out to my homegirl, Nikki Rich. She say she tuned in out there. Yeah, appreciate her because she opened a lot of doors for the homeboy. So it's all good, man. Yeah, but get at me on Twitter, at Backbone underscore DF1G. That's DF Generation X on Twitter and also DFGenerationX.com. So follow the Groovement. It's been a pleasure, people. I appreciate the opportunity to inform and the platform. So y'all stay in touch with me. Let's not let this be our last time communicating. And like yeah. Stay in church, you know what I'm saying? We fellowship and follow the truth, you know what I'm saying? So y'all be good. Black fist in the air. You already know what it is. I am Backbone. I am Dungeon Family. I am Generation X. Peace and blessings.
Solitary confinement.
solar botany, plants on consignment. Southern water flow, instrumental pirate. Was a roach among rats, now a tyrant. Shaking up the whole world, I'm vibrant. Check the problems in my world, I'm smiling. Funky digging that computer, new hybrid. They took my brain and travel galaxies to hide it. Absent minded, far gone, looking back to the future from the booth like where the time went. Sunshine in my thoughts, I combined it, bind it. Then I changed the climate, rhyming.
Nothing compares to it. Skip the polarities. Let's have a good time. Enjoy the sunshine. Yeah, these is real raps. No punchline. We sip lemonade. Granddaddy's recipe. A piece of pecan pie laying under the shade tree. Hold a hand. Kiss and hugging on the front porch. All the kids running wild in the front yard. I'm digging the feeling. I'm feeling. Is you with me? Wait. Bring it back, like. Concentrate properly, don't like it in my arms too. Jones will leave you walking in the rain, but I'ma come through. Yeah, my Umbros, we're in the LLA. I'm chilling with the Dungeon family in the cosmos. We hit the quasars and race cars. Bobby Whitfield control the outer space while they dance with the stars. I spring clean with the comet, need a thicker wave bar. Not a thing is in my stomach, huh? The abdomen, the abdomen. It's gold, daddy, I don't know my name, cause I'm
like fresh glue on my dough, I'm feeling so brand new.
What it is, man, it's the kid J Biggs. Beamed up 1000 with my girl, my sister, Diva Ebony B. And y'all are tuned in the front line. Fridays dropping nothing but that hot indie artist and music, you dig. Tune in live at www.divaspyradio.com. You feel me? Alright then. Space Age.
My love
fingers, man.
Yeah,
you
man.
Miss y'all.
One thing in the air.
Look.
This is for my brother Brian. We used to call him B-Hop. My homie dropped dead one day from a weak heart. He taught me how to flow off the top. Impromptu. It's for my brother D. He lost his pops and his mom Dukes. It's for my brother Jimmy Joe. It's for my brother Frank. Jimmy Joe used to steal cars and try to get bank. Me and him and Robert ordered carry out. And Elon Musk, Frank got shot one night leaving the party. It's for my brother Jesse that I lost back in 7th grade. He had a heart attack. They announced it on the PA. It's for my brother Joshua. It's for my brother Zach. We don't know who did it to you, but they gon' get it back. Man, it's for my brother Donnell. They found his father dead off in the crack house with the pipe by his leg. Yeah, it's for all my lost ones. This is your memorial. Don't let it marinate right before the chorus. So let me break it down.
Break it down, break it down.
Man, let me break it down.
Break it down, break it down.
Man, let me break it down.
Break it down, break it down.
Break it down, break it down.
I like this, I like this.
Put a finger in it. If you got some liquor, go ahead and pour some. And if you got some green, go ahead and roll some. We miss shot, but I ain't mad at what this for my brother Chad. They found him out in California. It's for my brother Dwight. Too soon, he got pneumonia. It's for his brother Troy, who hit his head out in that town. My brother Deshaun from 8 Mile, who got clapped down. It's for my brother Jason, he got murdered out in Queens, though. It's for my brother Ray, who messed with plus that Primo. It's for my brother Gerald, OD from Painkiller. It's for my brother Marvin, the drugs plus the fame killed him. For my brother Eric, it's for my brother Arthur. It's for my brother Gilbert, they all caught the monster. It's for my brother Malcolm, it's for my brother Martin. It's for my brother Thurgood, it's for my brother Marcus. It's for my brother Christopher and Tupac Amaru. Cause I could be the next one who shot tomorrow. And if that be the case, somebody make me a memorial. And make sure the people got it down, how the chorus go and tell them do this. Put a finger in the air if you lost one. And if you got some liquor, go ahead and pour some.
this real shit, nigga. I'm going in. This is that track that my heart influenced. So please pardon me if I start to lose it. I try my hardest just to keep it together. I love the sunshine, but there's sometimes when I needed the weather. I got people trying to break me down, but I'ma stay strong. You need an army just to take me down. So I will not lose and I can't be broken. My life's more than music, it just can't be spoken. You know how I'ma start it off. I spit the mic on fire like a Molotov. But at the same time, this is real shit. This is not an act, I am not Will Smith. I am all human in this crazy world. And I'm a father who can't see his baby girl. I need all of God's grace in me to deal with these problems and strengthen me.
Let go.
Talk to him, shit. This is that track that my heart influenced. So please pardon me if I start to lose it. I try my hardest just to keep it together. I love the sunshine, but there's sometimes when I needed the weather. I got people trying to break me down, but I'ma stay strong. You need an army just to break me down. So I will not lose and I can't be broken. My life's more than music, it just can't be spoken. My daughter's what a mother tries to take from me. So now I gotta play this game and wait and see. It's fucked up cause I think she do it for the hell of it. But she ain't think about my daughter's growth and development. Without me, I know shit gon' get worse though. It's real deal in the field, you can get turf toe. To keep it real, I couldn't tell you what hurts most. To go without seeing or live without being. Talk to him, shit. This is that track that my heart influenced. So please pardon me if I start to lose it. I try my hardest just to keep it together. I love the sunshine, but there's sometimes when I needed the weather. I got people trying to break me down, but I'ma stay strong. You need an army just to take me down. So I will not lose and I can't be broken. My life's more than music, it just can't be spoken. I put it on everything like ranch dressing. You do the right thing, the Lord grants blessings. But everybody struggles, you gotta work them out like muscles. Even gotta fight through the rumble.
Yeah, shouts out to my daughter, Aaliyah Lachey. I love you, baby.
Exciting things are happening at Burger King.
Welcome to Burger King.
Oh, what's in those new chicken snack wraps?
What's in the new chicken
snack? What's in the new chicken wrap?
Mary?
Crispy chicken, fresh lettuce, three cheeses, fresh dressing, wrapped up in a pasty lava tortilla. Crispy chicken, wrapped up in a...
The new chicken snack wraps. Come and get it at Burger King.
You know, it doesn't even matter whose fault it is. I just know that we belong together. So whatever it's gonna take, let's do that. You feel me?
I realize I did it, and now I admit it. So baby, come back.
Been a while, and I see how things
wanna see, girl. You're the only one, you're the air I breathe, girl. So please, girl, you're my dream, girl. So baby, come back to me. When I think about us, there's something that you can't deny. When I give it to you, you know I'm satisfied. And there's no lie, I need you in my life, girl. So why don't we